Nelly Kelly with singing stars Max Blake and Joy Beatty. New York mansion of young millionaire Jack Lloyd is ablaze with light, heady with joy and laughter, and glamorous with a bevy of youthful beauty. In one corner of the great room stand Francois Devere, proprietor of an exclusive New York store, and his chief assistant, a very practical young lady who glories in the name of Jean.
This is so beautiful, home, Jean.
It's screwy.
This house is screwy?
No, the whole idea.
You do not like it, Minier?
Oh, I guess it's all right. The idea of young Lloyd asking you to bring all your mannequins and sales girls to a party, well, it's screwy, and it's phony. Why do you think he did it?
Because he likes the look of the girls. He likes the frocks they wear, the frocks from the fair.
Mm-hmm, it's not the frocks.
But of course not, ma chère Jean. Have I not told you a million times? It is not so much the frock, but how you wear him. It is all in the wearing.
In dressing, so that men may admire, it's a matter of thinking, if you'd have them a-winking. In dressing, it's not all the attire, it's the way that you wear the clothes and bear the clothes upon you. It's the way that you wear the clothes, it's all in the poise and pose. If a dress is of this or of that, it is all in the wearing.
If there is a sable or cast, nobody knows or is caring.
It is all in the tilt of the hat, though it's shabby and full. Men are attracted by manner and air, cost of production they seldom compare. It is never the thing that you wear, it's the way it is worn.
I say it's phony.
Phony, phony, phony. Why do you say it is phony? The great Yankee millionaire, Monsieur Jacques Lloyd, he comes to the shop of the Brer with his aunt. He sees the girls, he likes them all. He invites them all here. Voila.
Yes. Yankee Jackie come to town on a little pony. Oh, don't kid yourself, Mr. Devere. This young Lloyd doesn't like all the girls. He doesn't give two bits for the whole parcel of us. But he does care a lot about just one of us.
One? Who is this one?
Nellie Kelly, of course. Who else? He knows darn well Nellie'd have nothing to do with him if he approached her in the shop. So he invites us all to this party. So I repeat, it's screwy, it's phony, and it's dangerous.
Dangerous? What is this dangerous? Jean, you think this young fellow has serious intentions?
It won't be long before the Lloyd millions are jingling in Nellie's handbag, if I'm any judge. Now do you get my drift?
Then we have made a fatal mistake in allowing her to come?
Not unless you want to lose one of the greatest assets to the shop of Devere.
Then before this affair goes any further, we must get her out of this house as quickly as we can.
Go on, Mandrake.
I have it. I have the idea.
Mm, poor little orphan. What is it?
Her papa.
Captain Kelly?
The policeman. Attend. If he were to hear that his daughter was attending a wild party given by a young millionaire in a Fifth Avenue mansion, what do you suppose he would do?
Come around and break up the party.
Exactly.
Ah, great idea. I'll get him on the phone right away. I'll make him think she's with a crowd of highwaymen and bandits.
Hurry, Jean. Oh, I have the worries.
Oh, leave it to me and let young Lloyd do the worrying. Get in with the gang and dance your worries away.
Music that is sentimental, oriental, temperamental, floats me over the ground.
Any pretty melody, it has a real appeal to me, and I go dancing around.
I go off my noodle like a sailor with his boodle when the band commences to play.
Boy, I nearly go crazy. I want to holler, hooray.
We keep on dancing. We love to be dancing, we love to be dancing night and day. Dancing, to me is entrancing, I'm happy when the music's jamming away. We keep on dancing, we're prancing and dancing, as long as a band will ever play.
While it's on, we leave behind us
all my find us
dancing. We love to be dancing. We love to be dancing our worries away.
Jean, Jean.
I told you not to worry. Everything's under control.
It is not. I have been thinking.
Again? Say, did you see who's here? Mrs. Chesterfield Langford, young Lloyd's aunt.
Certainly. I have seen her while we dance, and that is why everything she is not under control. There is another terrible mistake we have made. That is what I have been thinking.
What now?
If Captain Kelly comes here and breaks this party up, Madame Langford will be upset more.
More?
She is upset now we are here. I see it in her face as she looks over the balcony up there. Thousands of dollars a year she spends in this little shop. If this Captain Kelly comes, we will never see her no more. You must not phone him.
Too late, I phoned, and he's coming to investigate immediately. Oh, look out, here comes Mrs. Langford now. Now, remember, monsieur, it's better to lose her as a customer than a girl like Nellie Kelly.
Where is she?
Ah, calamity. Not only does Mrs. Langford come, but comes the brave Captain Kelly, too.
Nuts, this isn't Captain Kelly, it's someone else. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Langford.
Good evening. Good evening, Monsieur de Vere.
Ah, madame, this is delightful. I am enchanted.
Liar.
Where is she?
Who are you, sir, and what do you want?
My name is Jerry Conroy. I want to see a girl named Nellie Kelly. She's here. I saw her come in. I waited to see if she'd come out. She didn't, so here I am. And I don't leave until I find out what's going on and why she's here.
She's one of the girls from De Vere's, you see?
She is, but I didn't say so. How did you know?
They're all here.
All who?
The girls from De Vere's.
Oh, I thought she was here alone. What is this, a party?
Yes.
I was wondering why she was all dolled up like $1 million. I thought she was being led astray or something.
I can assure you she is perfectly safe.
Well, thank you, lady. Well, if they're all here, I'm sorry for busting in. I'll find my own way out. Good night, ma'am.
Just a moment. You seem to think a great deal of this little Miss Kelly.
Me and 100 other fellas. They're all nuts about her. She's a peach. 100% perfect. We all feel that way about her up there.
Up where?
In the Bronx.
Up in the Bronx. Up in the Bronx, there lives the Nell of all Nellies. Everyone's pal, everyone's gal, everyone swears she's a saint on a wells. Every Saturday night, night of delight, everyone gathers at Kelly's. Nobody ever knows out of all of her bows if there's any particular boy. It's the same old song they sing, I love you. The boys are all mad about Nellie, the daughter of Officer Kelly. And it's all day long they bring flowers all dripping with dew, and they join in the chorus of Nelly Kelly, I love you.
Don't anybody move.
Now for it. Here comes Nellie's father.
Ah, the brave captain.
What is the meaning of this intrusion?
Now what's going on here? Where's the sly grogger?
How dare you?
You make the mistake. There is no sly grogger here.
Are you sure of that?
But yes.
Holy Moses, have I got to go without a drink?
Whom do you wish to see?
Do you have to wish to see people here?
I fancy he came to see... Oh, here's Nellie now.
Dad, what in the world are you doing here?
There you are, you little vixen. Sure someone's playing tricks on you, poor old dad. Sending me word that you were attending a wild and woolly highfalutin party.
It isn't anything of the kind, Dad.
Sure, as soon as I walked in the door and spied little Jerry Conroy standing over there, I knew you were in good hands and among friends. How are you, Jerry?
Hello, Cap.
No.
Jack Lloyd's father? You didn't, Dad.
Did I not know? And wasn't I at his funeral now? He was a great one for fiddle playing, was Lloyd. We buried his fiddle with him. What a blessing I always said that he wasn't a piano player. And I knew his sister Genevieve, too. Sure, I saved her life once when her horse ran away in Central Park.
Bless my soul, why
But that was a long time ago.
But, Dad, this is Jack's Aunt Genevieve, Mrs. Chesterfield Langford. Do you remember that, Mrs. Langford?
Why, of course I do. Captain Kelly, this is indeed a great pleasure.
But you don't say... So you're little Genevieve Lloyd?
Yes, I'm that same person. And you are Mr. Kelly.
Well, well. So you're little Genevieve Lloyd.
And to think you're Nellie's father. Your only child?
No. I have three daughters. One living and two married.
And Nellie is the youngest?
She is that.
And who comes after her?
A different fella every night.
Well, I'm convinced that my nephew is in love with her. It's the first time I've known him to show even more than a passing interest in any girl.
Well, it's nothing new for Nellie. Sure, every boy she meets falls in love with her.
You seem to think pretty well of this little girl of yours, Captain.
I do. She's got more common sense and goodness of heart than all the people I've ever met in my whole life put together.
Well, somehow, Captain, I don't think my nephew is good enough for your daughter. Although, mark you, he sprang from a long line of peers.
Well, I've jumped off a few docks myself.
He's a bit spoiled, but there's good stuff in him.
And now that reminds
me. Oh, how thoughtless of me. Let me get you a drink.
Now that's a darling thought. Jerry, you be seeing Nellie home safely?
If Nellie wants.
I think my nephew would like to see your daughter home, Captain.
Well, of course it's up to Nellie.
Whatever Nellie says goes.
Now let me think. Well, suppose we all three go home together.
Ah, there's a Kelly speaking. And speaking of Kelly, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes?
What's the greatest, grandest name?
Kelly's the name we say. Kelly with a capital K.
And what's the name that's known for fame?
Kelly's the name we say. Synonymous with hooray. Right along these lakes, I swear there was so right before.
It's the grandest name that ever came from the dear old Emerald Shore.
The name of Kelly has ruled for many a day. There's a swing to the name and a ring to the name that commands the right of way.
O'Brien and Ryan and Sullivan and Mulligan all say
the Lady Kelly with a gay double L-Y is more than common play. He's a king with a capital K. The name of Kelly has ruled for many a day.
O'Brien and Ryan and Sullivan and Mulligan all say
the Lady Kelly with the A-double-L-Y is more than common play.
He's a king with a capital K.
The lights!
Who put those lights?
My pearls! My pearls are gone!
A thief! Somebody's stolen Mrs. Langford's pearls!
Don't move anybody! I've got everyone covered, I hope.
So the curtain falls on Act One of Little Nellie Kelly. Who stole Mrs. Langford's pearls? That's the burning question. And who turned out the lights so that someone could steal Mrs. Langford's pearls? Mrs. Langford wants the answer. Captain Kelly wants the answer. And so does that super sleuth, that private society detective, Ambrose Swift, who's been employed by Mrs. Langford. We find that gentleman now in the showrooms of DeVere's.
He's here, Monsieur DeVere.
Where?
Shh, right alongside of you.
Oh, I thought that was a new dummy someone was trying to sell. Ah, Monsieur, you are the detective.
Ah, brother, you are the manager.
Oui, Monsieur François DeVere, the great DeVere who make all the beautiful clothes to go with all the beautiful faces.
Lonesome little shop girl, sitting home alone. No boy about to take her out. She is very pretty, but nobody knows. Lonesome little Rose hasn't any clothes.
Beautiful faces,
beautiful clothes, satins and laces, nice ribbons and bows, and a lovely new toy for any boy who gazes.
now to business. Who stole the pearls?
That, monsieur, is your business.
You were all present when the pearls disappeared.
Oui, monsieur, we are all there.
What happened when the lights went out?
Ah, monsieur, that is what we want to know. The light went out, and voila, the pearl, she is gone.
Then leave it to me and the pearl, she has come back. Who else was there apart from all you folk?
Madame Langford and Monsieur Lloyd.
Ah, suspect.
But, monsieur, he is a millionaire.
Probably a kleptomaniac. Can't keep his hands off women's throats. Who else?
The soubrette, Captain Kelly.
Army or Navy?
Police.
Forget him. Wouldn't know a pearl if he saw one. Who else?
Nellie Kelly.
There's the thief. There's the thief. Doesn't turn up for work. Elementary.
Rubbish.
What?
Bosh, poppycock. She'll be here any tick of the clock, and you'd best be careful. Probably all her boyfriends will be with her.
Here they come, see them rows and rows, raving Romeos. Follow me, how they come, where they're from, goodness only knows. I only know they're here, that everyone's a dear.
Hello, little girl, hello, little girl, hello, little girl, hello.
Oh, my boys, every one of them are all my boys, wonderful boys, dozens and dozens of regular throng. Simply beseech me and follow along. Because they're all my boys. It's the fun of them that make them just wonderful toys.
On this side, west side, all around the top,
they come in groups and troops, wherever I trot. Uptown, downtown, right on the spot, I must confess, I guess, I worship the lot. Yes, every mother, son of them, every one of them, all my wonderful boys.
All her boys, every one of them are all her boys, wonderful boys, dozens and dozens of regular throng. Simply be Caesar and follow along, because we're all her boys. It's the fun of us that makes us just wonderful toys.
But Nellie is not on her way to the shop. She's up in the Bronx talking to Jerry Conroy.
Jerry, I'm late now, but I had to see you before I went to work.
Nellie, you shouldn't have come. You'll get the sack.
I tell you, I had to see you, Jerry.
But why?
Jerry, don't think I'm being foolish, but I must know the truth.
I've told you the truth.
All you've told me is that I'm not to worry. Well, I am worrying. Jerry, did you take Mrs. Langford's pearls?
I did not. Now beat it, or DeVere will forget you're his best sales girl.
Will you take a solemn oath that you're telling me the truth?
Why, yes, Nellie. Don't you believe me?
I think I do, Jerry. But tell me one thing. Why did you run away?
Because I knew the other fellow wanted to see you home alone. That was a nice way you fixed the thing, so as not to hurt my feelings. But I have got sense enough to know that two is company and three is a crowd. That's why I blew the minute the lights went out. I say, that boy's crazy about you, Nellie.
Jerry.
Well, it's true. Everyone's crazy about you.
Everyone but you.
Nellie, I...
Don't you think a girl knows?
But Nellie...
There's a tiny voice I hear down deep in my heart. There's a song so soft and clear down deep in my heart. Early in the morning, into the night so drear, can Cupid be warning, warning that he is near with this beautiful, perfect melody of love down deep in my heart? Cooing like a gentle dove down deep in my heart. No song of an angel ever excelled the art.
did steal those pearls?
Could have been one of four, but I don't know how they did it.
Whatever do you mean, one of four?
There's a butler fella and a dame they call Matilda in that house.
Matilda's the housekeeper. The butler's called Wellesley. What of them?
When I was trying to get into that house last night, I heard those two talking. Two of the four were to see the lights were switched out. The other two were to arrange the snatch.
Who were the other two?
Your boss, Devere, and Jean, the head girl.
Are you sure, Jerry?
As sure as I've ever been.
Then why do you wonder how they did it?
Because none of them switched the light off. I did.
You did? But why, Jerry?
I reckon it was the easiest way to make a getaway without causing a fuss. You see, Nellie, I'd been watching you talk to young Lloyd, and I guess I went a bit crazy. I'm sorry, Nellie.
Oh, that's all right, Jerry. Well, maybe I'd better get down to the shop. Are you coming? Or do I tell them it was you who switched out the lights?
I'll come along. Nellie?
Yes, Jerry?
What was he saying to you?
Who?
Lloyd.
Oh, nothing in particular. He was talking about my name. Nellie.
Well, what about it?
He said he thought it was the prettiest name in the world.
Well, he's right about that. Nellie is the prettiest name in the world. Do you know why I think so?
No. Why?
That was my mother's name.
Why, Jerry, I never knew that.
I want to tell you something. I've been wanting to tell you this for a long, long time.
You ask me why I fell in love with you. I'm going to tell you the truth, dear. I'm going to tell you the truth. The reason why I fell in love with you is because, my darling, I find that you'll always bring to my mind a certain someone I have loved since before I cut a tooth. You remind me of my mother. My mother was a lot like you. So many little things you do, I find they bring to mind my mother. I never thought there'd be another would have that sweet appeal or could make me feel that this whole cruel world was real. I've got a photo of my mother when mother was a girl like you. You look a lot alike, you two. Her face was just as fair. Her eyes used to twinkle just the same as your eyes do. You remind me of my mother. That's why
And back in Devere's shop.
Call yourself a detective.
I'm the greatest detective unhung.
We'll soon alter that. Anyway, I've taken the case out of your hands and it's solved.
Then it wasn't Nellie Kelly who snatched the pearls?
It certainly was not.
Ah, Nellie, there you are. And young Jerry. I thought you'd skipped. What have you been doing while I've been making people confess?
I've been confessing to Jerry, and he's been confessing to me.
Ah, as I thought.
Shut up. Mrs. Langford and I will now unravel the mystery. Shall we, darling?
Oh, Captain.
Dad.
Listen, all of you. I've grilled the lot of them. Devere and the butler and Jean and the housekeeper have all confessed to the plot. One of the females was to switch off the lights, while the he-male snatched the pearls.
So Jean did switch the lights off. She told me she didn't.
I didn't.
I know she didn't.
And Devere and the butler did snitch the pearls. They told me they didn't.
We don't do it.
They didn't do it.
Well, Mr. Sherlock Kelly, that's one of the easiest cases ever solved. The women didn't switch, and the men didn't snitch. Nice confession.
It's true. I'd agreed to switch off the lights, but somebody must have known, for they were already switched.
And me, I am agreed to help make the snitch. But someone else have make the snitch, for when I snatch, they are already snitched.
Then who snatched them?
The pearls were never stolen.
When I felt the hands at my throat, I removed the pearls and hid them in my bag. Of course, I made up my mind to find out who tried to steal them. I even engaged a detective to discover who switched off the lights.
And I'm still trying to find out who switched off the lights.
I switched off the lights.
I knew I'd find out.
You switched them off, Jerry, but why?
I didn't want anybody to see me make a getaway. You tell him, Nellie.
He thought Mr. Lloyd wanted to see me home alone. But what he didn't know was that I'd already told Mr. Lloyd there was only one boy in the world for Nellie Kelly. And his name is Jerry Conroy.
Ah, these mysteries. Young woman, why didn't you tell Conroy that?
I thought he knew.
I think he knew.
Mrs. Langford, you're a queen.
Captain Kelly, you're a king.
With a capital K.
And what have you to say, Jerry?
Just this.
It's the same
Little Nellie Kelly, you heard Margaret Mushmore, Madeline Orr, Don Moore, Frank Holbrook. The part of Kelly was played and sung by Clifford Curley. As Jerry, you heard Keith Eden. As Nellie, Elizabeth Wing. Your singing stars were Joy Beatty and Max Blake. Narration was by Morris Carrard. Orchestra and chorus under the direction of Vernon Williams. Little Nellie Kelly was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.
And they joined the chorus of